Residents and workers of Abekala Pass have called for a pedestrian overhead bridge at the traffic light on the George Walker Bush Highway at La Paz. This follows an accident which occurred yesterday, claiming the life of an 11-year-old girl. Radio Ghana's Linda Goji, who visited the accident scene, spoke to eyewitnesses, the police and the father of the deceased, and has filed this report.
According to eyewitnesses, the accident occurred around 7:30 a.m. when the BMW saloon car from Malam Junction sped through the red traffic light and knocked down the 11-year-old girl Faustina Paddy, who was crossing the road. Eyewitness called for the immediate construction of an overhead bridge at the spot of the accident to prevent future accidents.
The major problem
here is that the station is around this area, so I think speed ramps will help prevent overspeeding by most drivers. Although the road is a highway, there are nearby towns around. When people are crossing to the other end, they find it difficult crossing because of the speeding vehicles. What the residents need here is an overhead bridge. That is why they are demonstrating and saying that no overhead, no way.
No way.
According to the police, the accident could have been avoided if the driver had obeyed simple traffic rules. The PRO of the Tesano Police Station, DSP Freeman Tete, who confirmed the accident, advised drivers to obey traffic rules to prevent accidents that could be avoided.
The body is actually at the police hospital for autopsy. The driver is also at the hospital receiving attention. It looks as if these drivers just take the law into their own hand by driving recklessly. So according to the driver, he was having his way. It was green and the little girl crossed the route. But according to eyewitnesses, the little girl actually is supposed to have her way because it was red and the driver also failed to stop. So we are holding the driver and we are investigating the driver. He sustained minor injury on the head, so he will be giving statement to the police to that effect.
The deceased, Faustina Paddy, is a pupil of the New Boy SDA school. The father, Richard Paddy, had this to say to Radio Ghana.
The 7:45
At around 7:45 a.m., I had a call from the school that my kids were not in school. Later, a lady at the school called again to inform me that Faustina had been seen involved in an accident on the motorway on her way to school. She later on told me that Faustina had been rushed to the hospital. When I got there, I found her lying on the bed dead. Initially, I didn't believe she was dead until I laid my hand on her chest and discovered that she wasn't breathing. That was when I realized she was dead. I'm really devastated, but I would like to appeal to the government to construct a bridge at a pedestrian crossing to prevent future accidents.
That was the father of the deceased, Richard Paddy, ending that report filed by Linda Goji.